All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then to the third petition that you have in front of you on page 29 in your booklet is from Mr. Schumper. And I do apologize if I pronounce your name wrong, but I do believe Travis is on the line here today to talk to you, the commission, about his petition. I know we've had our fishery staff reach out and visit with him as well. So maybe before I go into any other further comments, we'll give Mr. Schumper the opportunity to visit with you and his reasons for bringing the petition forward. So Travis, if you're on the line, we'll turn it over to you and let you speak to the commissioners.
How's everybody doing? Hear me?
Very well. Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Perfect. Sorry about that. I'm in the work zone right now. I was wanting to change the smallmouth regulations to maybe help protect some of the bigger fish with all the recent growth and all the campgrounds and guides and everybody just coming up here to fish the river. You guys are doing a great job on social media getting everybody up here, but it's definitely taking a toll on our numbers and size for people like bass fishermen. We do it for sport. We don't do it to harvest, so to say. But I'd like to see a slot limit. I know you guys had one on them up, I think it was up north on the northern lakes like Oahe and Sharp not too long ago. In 2011 we got that big flood that flushed all the sharps, a lot of sharps fish and bait down to us and Francis Case, and that helped for till about 3 years ago. Then all of a sudden it's getting incredible amount of pressure on it right now. And I believe, go ahead, sorry.
I was just gonna say, anything else to add, Travis?
Other than that, no, that's pretty cut and dry. Just a lot of new pressure, and especially around the Platte area, Platte Creek, Snake Creek, Peace Creek, there's about 3,000 new campsites going in this year, and they're all full with all fishermen.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate those comments and sharing with the commissioners. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn over to you if there's any questions for the petitioner at this time.
Yeah, thanks, Travis. Appreciate your time. I'll see if there's any other questions from commissioners at this time.
Thank you.
Travis, you'd indicated that bass fishermen are mostly catch and release for this species and other species that you're targeting in the river system. Do you think that other sportsmen that are catching non-slotted fish in that area are keeping them? Or are you seeing a lot of the cleaning stations that would make
absolutely?
Is that, there too, but I don't see anybody that necessarily targets bringing them home. It's more, I'm with you. I catch and release for the most part on those, but yep. You're seeing the fish cleaning stations and you're seeing people just incidental yep. harvest and targeting them, and that's what they're bringing home.
They're not, I mean, yes, incidental harvest. I mean, walleye fishermen right now, especially in the spring up until about the end of May, they're all up shallow. They figured that game out. And now they're just hammering, like anything 15 foot less. I talked to them at the ramp, even out of state, they're just out there pulling bottom bouncers and worms, and they're catching hundreds of bass a day. They got all their limits in their boats. I see it at the cleaning stations, people bringing up 4 or 5 pound smallmouth, killing them. It's awful to see. I've noticed, I'm very avid. I spend every weekend, any free time I have, I try to spend it on the water. And I've noticed a significant difference in size, numbers. Local guides, they're going out there with 14, 15 boats per guide, and they're taking 3-4 clients at a time, going out there catching 20 bass, that one day they keep on posting on Facebook, they catch over 1,000 bass this day, and they have a limit. They have their stringers. They have them all posted. You can see it all over Facebook. And they're doing a detrimental amount of damage to these bass too. But yeah, I mean, if we could, I would think that the size limit for keeping those 16 to 20 inch fish, 21 inch fish alive, that's going to be your best spawners, your best reproducers. And as far as that goes, you know, with that being said, if they could protect them during the spawn time, let them do their thing, then people can catch and release them. You know, like anybody catching over a 20 inch walleye, if you already got one alive, well, you got to release it, you know, and it's just a sport. Then the next guy could catch it and so on and so forth.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. I really have a question for Tom. Fill me in on the situation with spearfishing right now, where they won't be able to identify the length. Where do we fit it? What effect would this have on the spear fishermen?
Mr. Chairman, so in respect, if you had a slot limit in place, what does that mean then?
If we adopted this, what effect would that have on the people that can't necessarily identify the length of the fish when they're spearfishing?
Sure. So, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Locken, no different when you're spearfishing, you still have to follow the same regulations that are in place in that. So you have to be very selective in knowing what you're doing, right? And so you have to err on the side of caution. If you're not sure, then you don't spear, is I guess the best way that I would answer it, because you still have the regulations in place to follow.
Okay. Any other questions? Chair. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Tom, reading on your notes on that, we actually had a slot limit on Lake Sharp from 2003 to 2012, but we didn't find any effectiveness with that. Is that, you feel like that that kind of ran its course and we learned from that?
Through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire. So again, visiting with our fish staff, and I know Jake Davis and John Lateron as well, maybe they can answer it with more precise than I can. But yes, we did have a time period, as you just described, where we had that slot limit on there and those different restrictions. And through all those years and collecting the Creel survey data and information, what they determined is that it did not have an impact on those fisheries. What's probably had a larger impact on our smallmouth bass has been an overall change in the system itself, the whole river system and some of the events that have happened. But from an angling pressure and some of the angling, that's where they would determine that it hasn't had that impact. And that's part of the reason why we come before you as a recommendation of denial on this one as well. You know, it's a few of the pieces that they shared with me also from our Creel data, that less than about 25% of the total bass, in particular like on Lake Sharp and Case, are actually harvested. Now, certainly there's going to be days, as Mr. Schumper described, of how you do see people that are very successful. I can tell you days where me and my two boys go out and it's like bass mania. We return ours and they'll keep a couple here and there, but they are fun to catch, right? And there's certainly a lot of activity there. And I can certainly see why that level of interest is growing out there for smallmouth also, just because of the fun that you have in the catch itself. But again, the information that they've collected over the years, we didn't see from our Creel data that was improving the overall bass population itself. It's more of the system that has some of those impacts on there. Another piece that we talked about in looking at, when you start imposing these restrictions and one over this length, it becomes complicated also, right? And we've gone the other direction when we've looked at fish limits across the state, not only on the Missouri River system, is try to be less complex, more simplification from the standpoint also, not only for the angling opportunities, but also to make sure that still from a management perspective. We have some other ongoing analysis and research that our fish staff will be continuing to look at on the Missouri River system. But where we are today, and based on past information, our assessment is that doesn't have that impact on the population. So for all those reasons, and continue to keep that simplistic approach for it, one other piece that would be important in even consideration of a change like this is the consultation and cooperation in visiting with our neighboring states. When you're talking about the Missouri River system, just when you get down on the southern end, talking with the state of Nebraska, for example, when we do changes to regulations, those types of things, we always want to do a lengthy coordination process with our neighboring states, because their process is on a different time frame and a different process, and they go through different steps than we do in our regulation process. And so to have a quick change on them as well, be very difficult for them to adjust also. If this is something that we believe is prudent and necessary, then we try to start those initiation of conversations earlier on. And it sometimes takes up to a year or sometimes a year and a half process just to collaborate and try to be on the same page. So I guess, commissioners, and all those descriptions and all those reasons, that's why we bring forward at this point in time a recommendation for denial of this petition.
Okay, for the discussion and action.
Commissioner Lockton here. I would move that we deny this petition and go with the science of the department. I appreciate the petitioner bringing it forward, but at this point in time, I'd move to deny it.
Second. Motion and a second to deny the petition. Is there any discussion? Or... seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
So, Mr. Chairman, this afternoon, this evening, we'll work on drafting up resolutions for all three of these petitions that tomorrow we'll bring forward to you to review, and would ask for your formal action of approving those resolutions for the reasons of denial of these petitions.
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Let's see. I think that we'll take about a 10-minute break, and we'll come back and start up on the proposals.